It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9. As we continue on a Tuesday morning, I'm Walt Lindela, and it is time for our regular active physical therapy update. Joining me now is Amy Williams, PTA with active physical therapy at their Ishpeming location. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You actually contacted me and said that you would like to talk about something called cupping, and that caught my interest. I said, what is this? So let's get right into it. What is cupping?
So basically, cupping is another form of what we call instrument-assisted soft tissue massage. We are using a silicone cup to help with tissue release.
How does that work? I mean, how is this done?
So basically, the therapist will carefully place these silicone cups on the area that has the lesions or not, and that once the suction is created between the cup and the skin, the cups can be on the skin for anywhere between 2 to 3 to 5 minutes if the therapist wishes, and that will be what they call a static suctioning. Or you can use the suctioning and lift the tissues underneath by gliding it across the skin.
Okay, now I have to say something here. Now, when I saw cupping as a topic, I had to ask, this sounds like something that I've heard of like in like Finnish culture and stuff like that, where it'll help lift the skin. Is it similar to that? Is this sort of the same idea?
It is the same idea, yes.
So how is this done? And then why is this done?
Basically, why the cupping is performed, it is sometimes described as like a tissue distraction release or technique for myofascial decompression. So during the cupping process, as I said, the cups are glided across the different areas of the body in order to lift and separate the tissue. This works to release the interfaces between like neural tissue, fascia, skin, ligaments, muscles, and tendons, and it helps relax the muscles and releases those trigger points, which can improve the lymphatic flow, increase local circulation. It can even release scar tissue adhesions.
You know, this is very interesting. We're talking with Amy Williams, PTA with Active Physical Therapy, about cupping. And I guess the question that I have is, like, benefits, obviously. I mean, this seems like it would relax. You mentioned the word knots, you know. I mean, it seems like it would relax something like that. Are those some of the main benefits?
It is indeed. So the benefits of cupping can be the decreased pain. It can speed up recovery times. It can improve the movement quality. It will break up those adhesions and scar tissue that's already present. And we talked about the myofascial, so it will decrease that myofascial dysfunction to help get that movement barrier broken up. It can reduce scar tissue formation, release of those trigger points, as I mentioned, and decrease tightness in a muscle and the surrounding fascia. It can increase the space between the tissues, allowing for that better fluid and nutrient exchange. It will increase the blood flow, increase that scar mobility, and again, decrease those trigger points and release those connective tissue adhesions within the tissues.
This is really interesting in the sense of this being what I hear is sort of like a traditional a treatment from years gone by done in a very modern way. And it seems like it can help with a multitude of conditions. What are some of those, Amy?
Sure. So some of the conditions that the cupping may help is pain in your neck, shoulder, your back, the knee. Other orthopedic conditions or sports medicine conditions, it can help with contractures and, again, those scar adhesions. It can help with post-surgical recovery, muscle and movement imbalances, postural issues, and, again, those good old-fashioned trigger points that a lot of us will get, the myofascial tissue tension. And, again, it will also help decrease the skin adhesions and scar tissue.
What would be maybe the best way if they had questions about this technique or other things to get a hold of you guys?
Oh, sure. Well, so they can call us here at the Active Ishpeming Clinic at 906-204-7400. And they can ask for a physical therapist or physical therapist assistant and myself or the athletic trainers that we have here at the clinic. And we will be more than happy to answer any questions they have regarding the cupping.
Amy, this has been a very interesting topic. I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Walt, and you have a great day.
That's Amy Williams, PTA with Active Physical Therapy at the Ishpeming location for our Active Physical Therapy update talking about cupping. If you missed any of that interview, it'll be posted at our website at sunny.fm. More to come on a Tuesday morning. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.